for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at the major sporting event, not the Super Bowl, but one that took place exactly 96 years ago in St. Moritz in eastern Switzerland, and that was the Winter Olympic Games of 1928.
Exactly. That was the first time ever that Switzerland hosted any Olympic event on its territory.
Okay, so 1928, though, that was a while ago, as we say. Were those the first ever Winter Olympic Games?
Well, that question is actually a little tricky to answer. So the St. Moritz Winter Olympic Games of 1928 are now recognized as the first true Winter Olympics to be held as a standalone event. But 4 years earlier, in 1924, Winter Olympic Games were already held in Chamonix in France. However, those were organized as part of the Summer Olympics that took place in France in the same year, so in 1924. And they were not a standalone event and therefore not technically Winter Olympic Games.
Right.
It's a little technical. Surely in Chamonix, they will tell you that they were the first. And in St. Moritz, they would claim that title for themselves.
Right. I feel there's a fight.
It's a fight.
Okay. All right. But let's go back to 1928 in St. Moritz. What were those games like?
Well, they were very small. 25 nations participated and competed in only four sports: bobsleigh, ice hockey, ice skating, and Nordic skiing. A total of only 14 competitions were held, which compares to over 109 competitions in the current Winter Olympics.
Okay, so it was a relatively small event held in a small mountain village, of course. Now, currently, it is unusually warm in Switzerland for February, but in the year 1928, it was also relatively warm, and that was causing a problem for the games.
Yes, so the hosts were challenged by fluctuating weather conditions. The opening ceremony was actually held in a blizzard, but then the warm weather conditions plagued the sporting events throughout the rest of the games, as you said.
Right, so some of those events actually had to be cancelled because of it.
Yes, the 10,000-meter speed skating race, for example, was stopped before it ended because of the melting ice. But that decision was somewhat controversial.
Okay, what? Controversial? Why? If there's no ice, you can't skate, one would have thought.
Yes, but some people disagreed and thought it wasn't quite necessary to stop it right then and there, the race, in the middle of it. The controversy was that the American athlete Irving Chaffee was leading that particular race ahead of the Norwegian defending world champion Bernt Evensen. And the decision to cancel the competition mid-race was also taken by a Norwegian, Norwegian referee of that competition, so some suspected that the decision wasn't quite as impartial as it should have been. The International Olympic Committee stepped in to reverse the referee's decision and awarded the American athlete the gold medal, but then that medal wasn't counted by the International Skating Union, so in the end, Irving Chaffee, his performance didn't really officially count, and
okay.
It might all be down to this Norwegian referee
right.
Who didn't want to see his compatriot lose to an American.
Yes, you can see that's why that's controversial to this day. 96 years later, we're still talking about it. So there were some disappointments surrounding that medal there. Another disappointment, mind you, was actually the performance of the Swiss competitors.
Yes, Switzerland only got one single bronze medal.
Really?
At these games for its ice hockey team, coming in third behind Canada and Sweden. And this, by the way, is the lowest medal haul by a host nation at any Olympic Games ever.
Ever.
So, as a little anecdote, other hosting nation has ever won so few medals in any Olympic Games ever.
Okay.
So Switzerland won a medal in 1928.
So that is a record to this day.
Yes, a low bar record.
Yes, exactly.
Can't go lower.
All right, so in terms of achievements in sports, therefore it wasn't really a big success story for Switzerland.
That is true, but then what these Winter Olympics did in 1928 is put St. Moritz on the tourism map,
right.
For sure. And in 1948, the mountain village actually hosted the Winter Olympic Games again. Those ones were the first after the Second World War. And that time, Switzerland got its act together and got 10 medals, just behind the top nations, Norway and Sweden. So there was a bit of learning going on between 1928 and 1948.
Well, as we have discussed in previous Swiss Ups, during the Second World War, a lot of Swiss people were skiing in the mountains anyway, getting the practice in. Yes.
So that probably helped.
It probably helped. Okay. All right, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can actually go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.